It was less than a month ago that a federal trial court judge in Georgia suggested that travel by air had become particularly annoying. Airlines, the judge explained, would face multiple lawsuits for negligent infliction of emotional distress if courts allowed anyone who'd been wronged in some way to sue successfully for emotional upset. The foreseeable examples, the exasperated judge complained, include long and unpredictable security lines, which means that you must arrive at the airport hours in advance of your flight time, loud televisions blaring over the din of cell phone conversations in every nook and cranny of the airport, delayed and canceled flights, missed connections, lost luggage, and overbooking of flights making rescheduling a nightmare. It was almost like the judge himself had had some bad experiences flying, and he decided this just a couple of weeks before this year's Thanksgiving travel season. The Georgia judge joined another federal judge in Texas who decided a travel case just last spring. There, the plaintiff complained about the way she'd been treated on a flight that landed due to weather in Austin. There, she claimed, the airline had kept her and other passengers on the plane without water, food, or fresh air for 9.5 hours. The Texas passenger argued that the airline had inflicted emotional distress upon her, among other things, just like the passenger in Georgia. Intentional or negligent infliction of emotional distress are torts or legal wrongs based on emotional upset allegedly caused by the defendant. And while the torts elements vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction, two basically universal ones are that the resulting emotional distress be severe and the defendant's behavior be truly extreme and outrageous. Some jurisdictions also require actual physical harm before a plaintiff can recover because emotional harm is so difficult to measure and appreciate. The bar is set so high because courts find we've got to expect to be mistreated and knocked around a bit emotionally at various points as we make our way through life. Given that high bar, the Texas plaintiff wasn't able to convince the judge that her claim was viable, even though she'd been kept on the tarmac for so long under what she considered deplorable conditions. And the judge from Georgia, who complained in writing about all the things that could go wrong, calling conditions in the rear cabin of an airplane nasty and brutish, even though the judge obviously understood the plaintiff's lament, he rejected her lawsuit against an airline that allowed an apparently drunken man to touch her inappropriately. Airline travel today, the judge wrote after complaining about the cat-like boarding process, the legroom, the deeply reclining seats, luggage fees, and the resulting increase in carry-ons and the delay it causes, is often truly a miserable and distressful experience. But the plaintiff's negligent infliction of emotional distress claim required some type of physical harm, and the plaintiff apparently couldn't prove any. It's almost like the judges understand two interconnected things. One, that airline travel can be very disagreeable, and two, if they allowed such claims to be heard in court, thousands of us would head straight to our lawyers' offices the week after Thanksgiving. I'm Amy Guida.